Buongiorno,
Vana Kambolkertov.
Vana
Kambolkertov.
Good morning. Today is the 55th issue of the Cuff. It's December 12, 2015, and it's a very sunny day.
Finally, after all of these weeks of rain, we finally have a little bit of sun. So people are drying out their things. Probably the floodwaters are descending. And slowly things will have to come back in order as one looks at all the damage that has been done.
Yeah.
In our last report, we said that Oroville wasn't affected very much. And I have to say that Oroville is on a plateau. The lower-lying lands like Kotakarai, which has a very clay-like soil, is probably much more affected. And other lying lands where people build in the waterways, and that's often Perambuk land and land that is not really controlled, those people have probably been more affected. And I'm happy to say that yesterday there was a meeting held, or day before yesterday, by a group of volunteers that want to go, are going around and collecting relief efforts to see how they can help the people in around. I heard also that Kotakupam had been somewhat affected. So now Oroville is making efforts to look around. So while we ourselves are sitting on our plateau and have done a great job in water conservation, some of the lower lying areas of which either we, you know, need help, and I think we're going
I think that is a youth link.
But it really highlights the need for proper planning of water bodies and all of that. And I think it would be really good if all our efforts were also fortified by more permissions to do work on Perambuk land to ensure that this sort of thing doesn't affect other people and other villages, because I think Oroville does do a good job in managing water and has over the last 40 years.
Yeah, very true. Was always almost 2 weeks that you are not speaking.
Yeah, because it's very difficult to speak when it's rain.
Okay.
I don't know why now I have this problem. Now the rain has stopped.
No problem. No.
But because, yes, because I feel guilty, because I am from Portus Water. So I pray a lot for that everybody must got water. So then we got too much water.
Okay.
So I have to pray to stop the water. So I was
feel guilty double.
Yeah, guilty double. After we are Portus Water, we have a mission of emergency. Suddenly we had a lot of call. People in distress asking for pumping the water and this and this. We did not have a pump. Our sludge have been stuck because the moment that there is a lot of water, the septic tank, they are full. So we had 20 call of people. My toilet, they are completely full of water. So us, we try to do our best. But the problem was we did a kind of debriefing. We realized that many places where the Rovien have been overflowed with the septic tank, we have difficulty to have access.
Yeah.
So we have to think about that. The people to say for the next time you have to prepare your access. And us, we got another problem. We have a piece of land where we go with the sludge to put all the water.
Near fertile now, no?
Yeah. Near fertile. And there we have been stuck also.
Yeah.
Because
we
it was a new place.
Happened.
We have no pass for the sludge. So just today now I have to go. We are trying to make some trench to have access, even if when there is a lot of water, at least us, we will be ready, our place will be ready to take all the overflow of the septic tank and water. This is what we are trying to do now in our field of actions. Voilà.
Good.
So that's good. So yeah. Hopefully things are going to dry out.
Yeah.
And
we give some update regarding the work that has been done last week for the emergency radio station that is happening right now in Cadalor. We have been involved in this call, helping into setting up the station, and we have been very happy that that happened. The station was setting up by the Basil, that is a vendor, an Indian vendor that is producing transmitter and
from Bangalore.
From Bangalore, has provided all this equipment for free. Has sent two technicians that in just 24 hours they're ready to. They
set up an antenna and everything.
Start everything. So now slowly by slowly, I think they are starting to produce content because they are for sure volunteers from Tamil Nadu, for sure from Puduvai Vani, nearby community radio station from Pondicherry University. They were discussing about sending people just 2 days ago. So I'm quite sure.
One of our volunteers also just contacted us and wants to go, so we have to send her the contact.
Okay, great. So that is happening, and it is a very good result, because for the first time in India, that permission of getting a frequency was allowed allowed and in a very short time.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see things actually work and one can cut through the red tape when there's an emergency and immediately. And I think a lot of kudos also to the Cuddalore Collectorate.
Very much. It was very much helpful into setting up in everything and provide the human resources to prepare the studio and setting up.
And it's in his office. He had to move out all of the papers to give room.
Yes. He has made space in a storage place. They have a very good building that has been built very recently, so it's quite new. And they have facilities, but he has provided computers, whatever it was in his capacity, he was really much
assisting
and has understood probably the value of having an emergency FM station relief work. And
because as we all know, it's the aftermath after something like that, which where, you know, when the most of the attention is already taken away, the media doesn't want to look, but this is when the disease, the vector problem and all the other comes in. And so regular warning, information about clear water, etc., will be very necessary for the rebuilding efforts.
Absolutely, yes. So then I'm sure that will be set an example of how to deal with communication in case again of emergency, because India is a huge country and it may happen any time that there are a kind of emergencies like
and local disasters and local only disasters. In this
it's very normal. It's any country is happening and be prepared. It's just making enough steps to a step to deal with the situation with the proper equipment and knowledge, and that I think was a very good step to start with, and I'm proud to say that we have been
assisting.
Part of it.
It's wonderful. Anyway, that's what we're supposed to be doing, and it's nice to finally be able to assist in something that's, you know, that what we do can
actually. And finally, we have been seeing a transmitter and antenna, something that we are struggling to get it in Oroville since quite a while. Not for our fault of someone else, we didn't really
launch the thing ourselves because of so many other restrictions and whatnot that we were worried about. So that's
But the fact that I've been able to see a transmitter and
you got some satisfaction.
Touch it.
You touched the transmitter, you must have gotten some satisfaction.
And it's so simple, finally. It's much more complicated what we are dealing here with all these computers and technical issues and production in internet. It's very effective, I mean, what we are doing. But if you go to the core of internet radio station, is exactly the same of FM station. Make it simplify more and more because you have just the power that is needed, because the rest is just not a necessity like for us.
Andrea, let me just quickly ask you, did you notice any damage when you went to Cuddalore?
Yes, I was speaking yesterday. I had an interview with Miriam for the news that we recorded yesterday.
Okay, then I'll listen to that.
Yeah, the road from Oroville to Cuddalore is very, very damaged. It's passable, but it takes half, double of the time that it takes usually. And more you're approaching the place, more you see that there was a lot of water that's for sure now is not anymore there. But
you can see the lines, the damage
also
of
because
the level.
Yeah, the road has been built nicely, so it's high on the 1 meter or 2 meter higher than the level. So it's the other places
that are lower line.
The lower line are flooded, in spite probably.
I was surprised. I also saw some pictures of the East Coast Road that were flooded on both sides with water coming in on both sides.
For sure, yeah. It's
a very low road, also.
It's a very low road, and also has a big catchment because the Kalu Valley tank that is getting the water from all the sides of
the tributaries.
Yeah, and then it draw it on, send it to the ocean. Is probably getting millions of liters of water for this kind of situation. So just a little barrier, it will make a difference, and it will overflow for sure on the road in other some places. So it was a big rain, and Oroville was affected somehow, but not so badly. And as you say, the villages, they've been into trouble, but now there is actions to help. What is needed is very much in the Cuddalore district and down, probably into going down to Nagapattinam, but it is probably much, much worse than what is happening in our places. And also, as have you been seen in Chennai.
But there's one thing I have to say, like I was watching on social media, how many people have gotten together on their own, through friends, through social network to assist. And I must say the spirit of whatever I've been seeing happening in Chennai seems really generous, really caring, really going beyond all of this other stuff that sometimes one tends to see, divisiveness and all of this sort of thing. And I really appreciated, because that's really India, actually,
They just... It's the core of India. You see that it's very, very powerful.
It's brotherly, it's very actually. So that was really nice to see. And I hope that moving further along, there'll be much more of this kind of individuals or social organizations. And hopefully, like the radio thing that you just did in Cuddalore, there'll be more collaboration with the governments in assistance so that people can do the right thing and help when they can.
There's also a good lesson for us ourselves in Oro with that. The unity make the difference. Being together, you can do things that also, without money, you can do everything. It's not.
It's all about goodwill, in fact.
Exactly. So everything.
Effort and goodwill.
So that is a...
What else?
What else?
Guys, thank you for this report about Cuddalore, about the village. So what to say today? We are the Friday, so normally we are waiting after some RAS meeting, some change. But I saw nothing. TDC was supposed to change, did not change.
They were waiting for the rain, probably.
The rain. So what's happened? You got some message from Inge from
we had an impromptu discussion with Inge the other day, and she says, I want to bring up, there's all the mails that I'm getting, they're all pointing to elephants in the room, or as you would like to say, wazo skeletons in the closet. That means things that
In a closet, in a cupboard.
is closet. Well, the thing is, what does that mean? That means when there is a glaring problem that everybody ignores, basically. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's actually an issue. And it's interesting because it coincides perfectly well with our next Magzav issue, which is about elephants in the room also. And like Inga's thing was, let's just celebrate these facts, just put them out in the open, not celebrate them, but let's at least, as a celebration, open up on these things that are not okay. Maybe we can't do anything about it, maybe we have solutions, but at least just bring it out. And I think that's the first step in finding a solution is at least acknowledging what the problem is, where it is, what it lies. So I'm very much looking forward. I have no idea how it'll be brought forward. I hope it's not just a long list of complaints. But if it has to start with a long list of complaints, let it start with a long list of complaints and let it be out in the open.
So I mean, elephant in the room. Elephant means files, issue, old stuff. What is it? An elephant?
Elephant in the room means something that's there, that is huge, that's taking up a lot of space, but that everybody's pretending is not there.
Maybe because it's pink.
No, that's when you're drunk.
So there is a lot of elephant in the room. So this reminds the Genius Brothers show last year. We did that. We did a general disorder meeting with 1,000 issues to resolve.
I remember.
So we know that. I've been surprised that Inge forgot that, because I said to her, but we know that so many years that there is elephant and they become more and more big. But I'm not sure on the way how... Let's see what. So what they propose is to say, okay, now we'll show to everybody the elephant in the room. Is what you want to do?
Well, at least if you name it.
We have an elephant.
So we have 150 elephants to speak. You name that. After you do believe by process of speaking with non-violence, it will help.
I'm not a proponent of non-violence.
Because this is the problem, you know. When there is issue like that, there is different way of acting. Depends of your background of activist or not. If you are a British or Frenchy, this kind of stuff. So it's not good news for me.
No, it's not good news, but it's news to... I mean, it's something that recognizing something that is in your
room
is
there. Recognize, you know, elephant. If you are blind or you see the elephant. The elephant, we know where they are since a long time.
Sometimes
I forgot which room they were.
Okay.
They moved from they're moving from room to room. We saw this elephant with a skeleton in the cupboard. And so the problem is that is for me is the bad news, because when I got this kind of issue, I become to say, okay, I don't like to speak, I like to act. There starts the problem, you know.
Okay. Make the nice, the nice.
Because the aggressivity starts when you have an elephant. You know, it's not easy, you know, to deal with an elephant.
If you have a little rat with you, it will may help.
So I need some mouse.
You know, elephants also the remover of obstacles. Yeah. So it's funny that we elephant in the room means an obstacle, but actually.
Maybe I don't like this expression elephant because I like the elephant. I think it's not a good expression elephant in the room. Skeleton in a cupboard. Water closet is better.
Okay,
it's better.
So, dear friends, this is the Off of the Cuff number 54. Want to make just a short update about fundraising?
Because let's say what we have received a few funds. So thank you to generous contributors.
Yes, we are in our second fund drive. It started on 5th of December, our birthday, and the same day that we have been called in Cadalor to help in this project of making the emergency radio station. And Shiro Rubin, the birthday, three things are the main
date. It's a kind of birthday.
Now we got some funds from Friends of Oro. We got 15,000 from a single person. Another person gave 25,000 rupees. $1,000 has arrived from United States. So slowly, this money are piling up, and they are approaching to, I mean, not give the full amount, that is $13,000 out 8.5 lakhs is the total that we are looking for.
But we're getting there. Three more weeks to go. So
Please jump in. 251369 is our account in Oroville Financial Service. Otherwise,
www.oroville.org/donate, and you will see you'll be led to all the places that will allow you to transfer well-needed money so we can continue our project and our work at Oroville Radio.
Yeah, and the elephant disappear.
Okay, we will see.
Thank you. Good night. Bonjour.
Ciao.
Au revoir.
Okay.